Washington Initiative promoter Tim Eyman says he wants to make it easier to put an initiative on the ballot. Eyman submitted nearly 350,000 signatures today for his latest ballot measure. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports critics are suspicious.
Eyman's so-called Protect the Initiative Act would give signature gatherers new protections from harassment and stretch the time initiative backers have to gather signatures in Washington from 6 months to a year. By comparison, Oregon allows up to 2 years. One of Eyman's partners in Initiative 517 is Edward Agazarm. Eddie Spaghetti, as he's known in the business, used to operate the largest signature gathering firm in Washington.
What we're trying to do at 517 is put the citizen back in the citizen's initiative. Right now, all you have are corporations, big labor, and billionaires who are buying the ballot.
Agazarm and Eyman say with more time to collect signatures, grassroots groups would have a better shot at making it on the ballot. However, critics on the left counter this initiative on initiatives is really about turning signature gathering into a year-round business for Eyman and others who have made it a profession. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.